This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
ISIS out now.
Two-pronged strategy, one overseas, but also, Congressman, here at home. And you've talked about the repeated TSA failures to actually capture fake weapons during tests.
Yes, and the good news on that front, George, is that TSA has been improving. TSA has been doing their own internal checks, testing their own employees. And those results are improving. Still, I think there's some distance to go, and I won't truly believe those results until the independent inspector general does their own tests and confirms the improvement. But I think these long lines at TSA are not necessary to security, and I think there do have to be management changes. It's not just management, though. There have to be more resources. There have to be more TSA screeners if we want to do away with these long lines. And as the chairman pointed out, we're going to have to, that's not a complete defense. We're going to have to maintain the offense, and that is going after ISIS, going after this caliphate, shrinking its size. We have seen improvements there as the territory controlled by ISIS in Iraq and Syria diminishes. But nonetheless, we see their continuing lethality, not only with attempted attacks on aircraft, but also with these numerous bombings in Baghdad. They are clearly going to move to a more guerrilla insurgency kind of a campaign as their space shrinks in Syria and Iraq.
Congressman, thank you both very much.
Well, you can understand the concern here, you know, with what's happening and continues to happen, you know, with the planes going down and suspicion towards ISIS once again. It puts pressure on the TSA, and of course, typical of our government, Scott, it's like you're not about to let a good crisis go to waste. So let's put some, you know, pushback on the government. Say, look at ISIS, the TSA just doesn't have enough money. I can tell you, with all the traveling I've been doing, you know, in the last couple of weeks, and we're in Alohaville right now in Maui, and you know, I can tell you, for the most part, TSA services worked fine. You know, thank God we didn't have to go through Chicago. I guess that's where, you know, the hub of the mess seems to be taking place. But they have had an incredible amount of attrition, you know, with part-time employees. I mean, this number of, you know, 24, something like that, 24%, maybe even higher than that. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that says, or 28% among its part-time workers. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, something's not happening. It's not like all of a sudden you got, you know, jobs that are busting out that are giving these workers, you know, a better opportunity. So it speaks of something systemic here, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a lot of turnover. I think movie theaters with young kids have a much less turnover than that. So
exactly.
Yeah, that it makes you wonder what's going on. It also tells you why they might be having trouble if you have to keep training in new people all the time.
That gets expensive.
Well, not only does it get expensive, but you can't improve. It's
right.
Hard to improve because you're always starting from the beginning and teaching fresh. To whereas if you have people that stay and they've been doing it for longer, so they're more apt to be better at the job.
Well, I can tell you, the people can tell the difference between a microphone and some other instrument. Because that's one thing repeatedly. Because, you know, I've got to carry my equipment with me, and the microphone drives them nuts. I get searched all the time, you know, because of the microphone. It's fine, but, you know, it's like, you know, whatever. But that is the nature, is that you get people that are, and that's one thing I can say, is that I observed that there was, it just seemed like there were newer people on the job. And so, you know, in typical form and fashion of the government has a problem, and so what do? They go into the people's pocket and say, okay, we just have to pay more money for it, as opposed to what you're talking about. I mean, God forbid you use the A word. You know, you can't have accountability. And this is what Adam Schiff was referring to, is that, you know, there needs to be some accountability on this and study on it. And, of course, again, all part of the process is you can't get the information straight from somebody. You have to have an inspector general. You have to have somebody outside who feels like, wait a minute, we know you're messed up. I mean, why is it that we have to wait for an inspector general report when you guys have known you've had this problem for a long time? Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, it is time to stop and the sound, but look what's happening to your America, ladies and gentlemen. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Carl Gallups is with us, all-time senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, 15-year conservative talk radio host, also founder of P.P. Simmons, the world-famous YouTube ministry, and biblical apologetics channel. Carl Gallups, always good to have you with us, brother. How you doing?
Bill Martinez, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor.
Hey, buddy. I want to talk to you. You've written a couple of powerful articles here, and the first one is Why the D.C. Establishment Hate Donald Trump. You know, break that down for us. I thought you did that very eloquently in your column for WND.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind. Well, yeah, the illustration that I use and is that of I want people to think of it like this. Now, let me just say it. If you look at what's happening in the Middle East with Islam, you have this massive attempt to control the power structure of the Islamic world by the various factions with Islam. The two main factions, as most of your listeners know, are the Sunnis and the Shiites. Now, they have a little different doctrine, and they have some different ideology, but they're basically both card-carrying members of the Islamic religion, and they believe 98% of all of the same things. Their biggest struggle is a power struggle. The Shiites want to control the Islamic world and the Islamic caliphate through the descendants of Muhammad. The Sunnis want to control the Islamic caliphate, the Islamic world, and all of the power that goes with it through the descendants of the Mohammedan caliphate, the original caliphate, the original top men to Muhammad. So it's all about politics. Who's going to run the show? Well, so you have the two main divisions, Sunnis and Shiites. Now, bring that to the United States. Let me tell you what's happening in Washington, D.C. with the elite. And see, people have been shocked, Bill, as you know, as they've watched unfold, they're listening to the establishment people say what you and I have been saying for years, and we've been called conspiracy theorists for saying it. But now they've said it in this campaign. They've said, look, you don't elect presidents. We select them. We determine. We will tell you who's going to be the candidate, who the Republican nominee is going to be, who the Democrat nominee. I mean, Hillary and Bernie are going through this right now with the whole superdelegate mess. Trump and Cruz went through it. So now people see that in Washington, D.C., among the establishment elite, it's like it is in the Middle East, to use that as an illustration only. The Republicans and the Democrats, their doctrine is a little different. Their ideologies are a little different, although they share much of the same belief. The establishment Republicans and Democrats are basically globalists, and they are in the process of establishing this globalist, whatever you want to call it, caliphate, empire, one world order, all the different terms you want to use, through the TPP and the Trans World Alliance, all of these different things. That's what they want. Now, what do the Republicans and Democrats do? They constantly fight each other over who's going to be in control, who's
exactly.
going to have the power, who's going to gain the wealth. And so what they do, what we've heard them say, is like the Muslims in the Middle East, the Sunnis and the Shiites, they will fight each other to the death for control unless an infidel steps into the Middle East, unless some infidel nation, some Jewish or Christian nation, looks like they're going to control it, then they will join forces and come against it. Well, in Washington, D.C., into the room steps Donald Trump. Now, I don't believe Donald Trump is the savior of America, and I don't believe he's the knight in shining armor, but he's definitely an infidel. He's more of
yes.
a nationalist. He doesn't fit in with the elite. He does, like Newt Gingrich said, he doesn't belong.
Well, he wants borders. He wants borders.
He actually wants borders. He actually wants a strong military. He actually wants America's corporations to come home. He actually wants to do legitimate business with the nations of the world and not this globalist stomp all over America kind of business. And so Donald Trump represents to the establishment the infidel. And so the Democrats
exactly.
and Republicans will join forces. They will become as one. That's why you hear Republicans saying, I'll put Hillary Clinton in office. I'll vote for Hillary Clinton before I vote for Donald Trump. And out here in the heartland, we're scratching our heads saying, really? But yeah,
exactly. How do you get there?
That's what they have to do. That's who they are. And I just want America to wake up and realize Donald Trump threatens to exterminate the basement full of rats. He threatens to step in and clean house. He threatens to take away this globalist mindset in Washington and to reestablish it with a we the people nationalist mindset, and they hate his guts. And that's the short end of the story.
Well, and, you know, God forbid that we would reclaim what our founding fathers' vision was, you know, for this great country of ours. And that's really the divide right there, is the globalist versus nationalism. And everything that these globalists are doing are moving to what, for you and I, not a big surprise, and people of faith and that read the Word of God, into this, this forged one world government. And, you take the borders. I mean, you have John Kerry, you know, coming out as Secretary of State, you know, talking about, you know, borderless nations. Really? Are you kidding me? You know, you've got the Prime Minister of England, you know, putting down Trump. And here it is, you know, to your point, he's as establishment as you can get there in Britain. And look what's happening to their country, how they're being overrun because they've foregone their borders. And he just thinks that we all should just be in this boat together.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you've hit the nail on the head. I think people are beginning to wake up to it. You use the word borderless nation and one world order. Again, you and I have been screaming this for years. Some people have marginalized us and called us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. But now the world leaders, the elitists, the establishment, the globalists, they're saying it right in mainstream. John Kerry, when he called for a borderless nation, he did that at a commencement speech in a major university before the graduating students. He said, be prepared, as you know, Bill, he said, be prepared for a borderless America. I mean, and the students cheered him. I mean,
yes.
this is where the establishment is headed. And Donald Trump, listen, Donald Trump could go in office. He could wind up being a deceiver, a liar. He could wind up being worse than Obama and Hillary. He could. I mean, we don't know. But at least right now, he's saying the right things. And listen what the elite hate him for, Bill. They hate him because he's saying, I want borders, I'll build a wall. I want the Islamists, the terrorists, the people that want to kill us, I want them out of here. I don't want to let any more refugees in until we can get a grip on who they are, until we can vet them.
I think that's pretty reasonable response for most people in America. But, you know, the other reason they hate him is because he's exposing them. This is the thing about outside agents that come in like this that are different from, from these elites that have had their way with this country and with we the people. for a number of years. They've been able to operate kind of, you know, below the fold, you know, in the darkness and in the crooks and crannies of our bureaucracy. And now you get Donald Trump up there. He's turning tables upside down. And as you say, the rats are scrambling here as the light's coming on them right now. Our conversation with Carl Gallops will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they are proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus Magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital. On Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, as the song says, I think America's starting to wake up, Carl Gallops. They're waking up and they're wiser. And they're older and realizing, you know, as I've often told the kids, you know, the one thing about experience, it defines preference. And America's had a lot of experience, and if they don't understand and haven't defined a preference for themselves as to, you know, what kind of person they want leading their country, I don't know what else we need to experience, do you?
Right. No, you've said that very eloquently, and I do think America's waking up. And Bill, I don't want to sound like I'm patronizing. I mean this from my heart. One of the reasons America's waking up is because of you and your radio program and others like you, but you've got a powerful voice, and you've been shouting into the darkness for years, unashamed, unafraid, courageously, even in the face of ridicule, and you know, others have joined with you. I've been a small part in that, but you've got a big voice, and people are. They're listening to programs like yours. They're on the internet now, and social media, and media giants like Drudge and WorldNet Daily and other places are putting this stuff out for people to see, and the mainstream has had to acquiesce to a lot of it, and they've had to print the stories and they've tried to put their spin on it. But I think millions and millions of, you know, American-loving, Constitution-loving, and many of them are God-loving, Americans are beginning to see what the rest of us have been seeing for a long time. They're waking up, and they don't like what they see. And Donald Trump right now is their champion because he's saying, I see it, and I don't like it either, and I'm going to change it.
Exactly, and some of this is brutal, Carl, and it's very kind of you to say this, and you know, we've all partnered together, as you say. It's been a number of us that are so committed to the truth. You know, we're doing everything we can to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, whether we're talking about global warming issues, the energy of this republic, our political trajectory, what's happening. You know, we're not ready to check out. And this is, you know, I guess the clarion call to people of faith, and that is that we need you in the war here. Yes, it's a spiritual battle. It is a battle on all fronts. It is about the very heart and soul, not only of this country, but, of the mandate that God has given us to be fruitful and multiply, to do that which is just and right, that reflects a holy God, an awesome God. And we're going to be called into account for that. And we just can't put our heads into the sand and just say, well, you know, hey, look, I'm waiting for the real one world government when Jesus returns. And somehow that's going to be okay, because that's going to be likened to that, to that one servant that was given the talent that says, well, I know that, I know, boss, that you're a hard boss. And so I just buried that talent. And God doesn't want us to bury the giftings, the resources, the talents that He's given us. And I'm afraid that some faith-minded people, some Christians, have their heads in the sand and they've buried their talents. And we need their talents out in the playing field.
Yeah. Well, the fact that many tens of millions of Christians did bury their head in the sands over the last 8 years is why we had two terms of Barack Obama, why we have gay marriage and transgender bathrooms in public schools now. And that's a fact. I mean that has been proven over and over in investigative pieces and in polls, Barna polls, Pew polls. Tens of millions of Christians said, you know what, I'm just going to go by faith. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just not going to vote. I can't. I'm going to vote my conscience and just not vote for anybody. Well, when you do that, evil is sure to sweep in, and that's exactly what happened. And as you said, you know, the talents, that's a perfect biblical illustration. Another one comes straight from the book of James. Faith without works is dead. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Well, what are my works? Well, my faith is ultimately, of course, in advancing the kingdom of God. My faith is in the fact that Jesus is coming. My faith is in the fact that God is sovereign. But my works, well, I'm put here to be the salt and the light. I'm put here to be a change agent. I'm put here to engage the culture, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, those guys, they were taken into captivity. Why didn't they just throw themselves on their sword and say, you know what, my conscience won't let me engage the Babylonian culture? But instead, they went to the Babylonian schools. They learned the Babylonian language. They even affiliated themselves with Babylonian magicians and sorcerers. But they didn't compromise their day-to-day faith, their prayer life, their worship of God Almighty. It got them eventually in the lion's den and in the fiery flames. But in the meantime, they engaged measure, they didn't check out, they kept their faith, but they did their works, and they changed the mind of kings and people, and even had Nebuchadnezzar proclaiming that Yahweh was the Lord of heaven at one
exactly.
point.
Exactly. You imagine that. You imagine
yeah.
that.
So that's my goal in life. I'm a Daniel. I'm a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm immersed in the culture. I'm not becoming part of it, but I'm in it. I'm not of it, but I'm in it. And I'm in it to advance the kingdom of God. I'm in it to influence kings. I'm in it to influence the people. And you know, you said a moment ago, I wanted to address this, you know, that all we're doing is looking for the truth. I want your audience to hear this, because I know this is exactly how you feel, Bill. We've talked about this. And I'm going to use myself as an example. I was a cop for 10 years, a decorated Florida law enforcement officer. Spent several of those years doing my own investigations as well. So I think like an investigator, like a cop. I've been a pastor for 30 years in one church. I've been a radio host for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now. And so I deal in theories and even, yes, in conspiracy possibilities, things that are happening. And the bottom line is, and I tell my audience and I tell my congregation, all I want's the truth. If I find out I've been wrong about something, I'll tell you. I'm not a liar. I'm not a deceiver.
Right.
I'm not out here for tabloid journalism. I want our country back. I want a constitutional republic. I want the freedom to take the gospel to the world. And that's all we're after, isn't it, Bill?
That's exactly it. I mean, when we were kids growing up, Carl, remember Joe Friday? Just give me the facts, ma'am. Just give me the facts.
That's it.
And
I tell my audience and my people, look, you can trust me in that. You don't have to believe everything I say or agree with every opinion I have, but you can trust me. I am not out to deceive you. I'm not a liar. I'm not a manipulator. I'm looking for the truth. Do I make mistakes along the way? Of course I do. Do I get wrong opinions or facts along the way? Yes, that happens. But I make it right, and I keep moving forward. I am looking for the truth, and I want people to know, to the best of our ability to do so, what's really happening in the world. And I know that's your philosophy as well, and that's why God is blessing.
Exactly. It was sold out. I'm sold out for that, Carl, because I, like you, I learned, you know, again, experience defines preference. I learned the long way, along the way. And I remember at that moment in time when, you know, I connected with God and I realized, you know, because I was living in a world, in a media world that was shades of gray. And God confronted me with that, and that was really hard for me. I had to admit, I don't live a black and white life, and
right. And
you're calling for black and white decisions here, and I deserve to be annihilated. Can you give me a little bit of a runway to reconcile this and do something different? And that was really tough for me, Carl. That was a tough deal to, you know, first of all, admit that I had lost my way and I bought into the culture, you know, the cultural deception of it all, and thinking that, God maybe grades on the curve, or maybe God's, grading didn't matter all that much, that somehow it was just going to, you know, because I came out of that, you know, that hippie generation, 60s generation of love the one you're with and all that good stuff. And, man, I'll tell you, it was quite the wake up call. So since then, it's been a pursuit of the truth and pursuing it myself and promoting the truth, because, you know, we want to be around truth tellers and truth seers, because that really does advance our individual freedoms, the talents that God has blessed us with, because that's when they're really exonerated, aren't they?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. God honors truth and integrity, and that's where I want to stand. And I just want to remind your listeners, on November the 9th, that morning, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's going to be your president. One is a nationalist, one is the globalist, one is a constitutionalist, one is a socialist. Take your pick.
Exactly. Very well said. Carl Gallups, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. And it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, live and fresh every day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for those free DVD Blu-rays of the movie Risen, you know, among the top 10 most successful faith-based movies at the box office, available free. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Say, Martinez, count me in. I want to be in the running, okay? And who knows, you could be having your very own copy of Risen before it comes out, which is going to be officially released on May the 24th. Well, we have with us the editor-in-chief of conservative political site Opportunity Lives, John Hart, who wants to remind us that times aren't as bad as they may seem. You know, we were talking about that earlier with Kate Obenshain and others, even with James Hurston. I think, you know, people are freaking out, you know, as I'm traveling across the country. It's like they're waking up from this slumber and going, what happened to America? Well, John is here to encourage us because he tells us with over 20 years of experience in politics and public policy, the politically conservative editor says, there is still hope in this age of Trump. John Hart, always good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we need some encouragement, buddy. I'm telling you, people are, you know, kind of unhinging here. It's almost like we've been in a stupor and we're waking up and go, what happened to our America?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I think there are quite a few things, I think, to point to. You know, and I'll preface this by saying, like, I'm not a Trump fan at all. You know, I would, in fact, I would love to see a third-party independent candidate, in fact. But even in spite of that, there are some trends that I think are really encouraging. And the first one is the rise of America's new elites, you know, which are we the people. So the framing and narrative of this election has been the outsiders versus the establishment. And that's been a convenient storyline for politicians who want to appeal to voters who are frustrated with the status quo. But they've really mischaracterized the power relationship, I think, between individual Americans and the institutions of government. And the reality is, and look, I've lived through this where, in the 90s and 2000s when I worked for Tom Coburn, mm-hmm. He went after the earmark process. And we actually succeeded in getting rid of earmarks. And it was because of the rise of the blogosphere, social media, technology. So there's been a big shift in power from centralized institutions to individuals. And that's been true not just in the United States, but all throughout Europe and the UK, the Arab Spring. It hasn't always produced immediately fantastic results. But we're at a point in our history where, arguably we have the most democratic society we've ever had. And so the question is, well, what are we going to do with that? And then, that leads to this question of what does it mean to be a good citizen in 21st century America? And how do we have a really constructive debate? And I would argue that we need to have a, quote, civil war where you argue civilly about differences of opinion. And that's the entire purpose of our First Amendment, is to let true and false ideas grapple, because whoever knew truth to be pinned by falsity in a free and open exchange. So we have the tools of technology. We've got the political culture to do that. We have to just engage and elevate a debate about what works. And another sign, kind of hope is, I think the right kind of got off track really in the past 5 or 6 years after the Tea Party, and I'm a big Tea Party guy. I love what the Tea Party's done.
Right.
And we embraced kind of this conservative Phariseeism where we elevated the appearance of purity but not the practice of it, where people were applauded for taking, quote, tough stands but didn't actually have a plan to limit government effectively.
Exactly.
And that's very corrosive, because what that does is it just makes people more upset. And in some ways that led to the rise of Trump, because you had, showdowns like the government shutdown that I thought was not a smart strategy, where Ted Cruz said, if we only stand firm, we'll be able to get rid of Obamacare. Well, that was not true. He was really criticizing the system of government our founders created, and where change is only possible incrementally most of the time. And politicians don't like to say that. They don't like to be seen as, quote, selling out. But there's nothing cowardly about acknowledging the power dynamic within D.C. when you have a president whose signature achievement, is not going to be, he's just not going to agree to get rid of it.
Right, exactly.
67 votes in the Senate. So there's... Mm. So just acknowledging that doesn't make you cowardly. It makes you a good general. It makes you, like in the Pacific, it would be like arguing that we should have invaded mainland Japan instead of doing an island hopping strategy. Well, there was nothing cowardly at all about what our soldiers did in the Pacific, I can tell you, where we went island by island and won that war. And that's what we have to do in terms of our country and our freedoms, is fight these battles, one by one.
Right. So, well, part of. Oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
So I was going to say relative. Okay. Well, I was going to say relative to the Tea Party, because I too have a lot of agreement with the Tea Party, but I think that when history looks back, we're going to see that the IRS really complicated things, and they also invited the rise to Donald Trump because of what they did in the background and how they got away with it, what Lois Lerner was able to do, and supported by this administration, by the judiciary that said they were not complicit, somehow their hands were clean. As you say, all this falsity that has been undergirded and has been something that we've been bathing in for too long. The people are fed up with this. And they go, okay, let's find out what the truth is. Let's do some hard work. Let's confront these issues. And I agree. I see the rise of we the people. We hear this time and time again. And I think maybe one of the opportunities, and of course your old boss Tom Coburn, he'd be great to have on this particular project. And that is that
You know, in much the same way, you say you look back and say, well, America got started with a revolution. And, you know, one of the things that was part of that revolution was they had to declare the grievances that they had with the existing government. And I believe we, the people, need to come together and articulate what our grievances are. Spell it out, not only for our government, but for the rest of the world to know that, hey, look at, you know, this is a country that was established of, for, and by we, the people, not by, of, by and for the elites and the political ruling class. And we need to take this country back and clearly stipulate what our grievances are with this form of government. And if we need to put them on timeout, then let's put them on timeout and let's get people in there who are serious about the people's business.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, the IRS issue is one that, if anything, we're not talking about that enough. Because it's an issue that gets at the freedoms of all Americans, not just Tea Party people. Because when you have, you know, one faction of government that has power, using the power of the state as a tool of political persecution, that should enrage anyone who loves freedom and liberty. Doesn't matter what party you're in, what side you're on. And that's the kind of issue that I think we need to be elevating over and over again. And and Trump, I don't think, you know, my issue with Trump is he doesn't have a real agenda or plan. I mean, there's no there. I think what the country really wants, I think what people are clamoring for, is someone to first be a disruptor, to disrupt the status quo and where things are, and that's perfectly rational, actually. And then the second, but you have to follow that up with somebody who's a constructor, somebody who's a builder.
Yeah, where are we going? Where are we going?
View and a vision. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's the vision? Where are we going? Exactly. No, you're exactly right, and that's what we've been saying on this show, is that we're looking for that voice that says, "Okay, this is what we got, and here's what you're going to get." You know, it's the same thing like with Obamacare. The Republicans have been chewing on this, and they've been talking about repealing it all these years.
Yeah.
But what are you replacing it with? You know, give us a vision, a forecast of what it's going to be replaced with. Because the fact of the matter is the people have gotten used to this, at least the concept of a national health care plan.
Yeah. Well, Coburn has a plan, so does Paul Ryan. We introduced the first Obamacare alternative before it became law. So there are plans, but yeah, you're right that we don't spend enough time emphasizing what we're for and why our idea and vision is superior, and that's what we've got to do.
John Hart, editor-in-chief of Opportunity Lives. John, thank you so much for being with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour on Bill.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, live. Good to have you along with us, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Keith Eichel is with us right now, co-founder of the Leaders Lyceum, a leadership development institute specializing in developing leaders for effectiveness in all areas of their life, a whole person approach. Novel, huh? Well, for the past decade, Keith's research interests have been focused on adult development and leadership effectiveness, incorporating all aspects of the person, work, family, and belies into the leader's development journey as well. Dr. Keith Eichel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. You know, we've been saying on this show that, you know, right now in the this election process, this 2016 election process, you've got the presumptive nominee and one Donald Trump. Hillary is well on her way, and though she's being challenged by Bernie Sanders, and we can talk about all three, I have been cautioning our audience to say, look, at they're applying for a job. I mean, we're the bosses here. We're on the other side of the desk. And we need to evaluate and make sure we understand what these candidates have to offer, just like we would if we were, the head of a company and, hiring a new employee into the operation here.
I love that, Bill. And I think it's an important task that we have ahead of us. We think about leadership, and just so you know, our experience is, and we've got a book coming out in June called The Map.
Uh-huh.
And in the map, we detail out how do we grow as leaders, mm-hmm. and in ways that make us more effective in leading ourselves and others. But the interesting thing that comes out of this is when we understand how we grow ourselves, we're able to understand how to evaluate those leaders that are in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the ways that we think about evaluating leaders are very often in their kind of what knowledge, skills, and abilities do they bring to the table? What's their expertise in? And in the political arena, I feel like we can evaluate that in terms of the ideology and positions on policies and problems that we're facing. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to evaluate the effectiveness of the leader is, do they know what they're talking about?
Right.
And are they good at what they're doing? But another way to evaluate them is really their maturity, their leadership maturity. And maturity is a knowable, measurable, learnable progression that we go through over the course of our lives, where as we grow, we continue to understand ourselves, others, and our situations in increasingly complex and integrated ways. And I think the thing that has raised questions in so many people's mind about this particular election is we're getting such an oversimplified message that I think a lot of people kind of equate this to a middle school playground battle in some ways.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I mean, to the point that you even have like Anderson Cooper saying, well, you sound like a five-year-old here. And, you know, there's been those kind of responses where, you know, to your point, that are very juvenile. But, you know, I think one of the things that are missing here is that I'm not sure America is stopping to say, look at outside of ourselves, looking at, you know, the global picture that we're in, you know, domestically, around the world. What type of leader do we really need? The opportunity is to make sure that we pick a round peg for a round hole job here. We knew with President Obama, for example, you know, the public decided, hey, they wanted something else, and they really kind of force fit him into something that he wasn't, though he told us very clearly who he was. But I think, you know, like anything, experience defines preference. We should have learned a lot in these last 8 years about what kind of president we need and what kind of president the world needs, you know, for a time such as this. And I'm wondering if we're pausing to consider that because I think we have to think in terms of, where we are, how vulnerable we are militarily, that could enter into the situation. Immigration, huge economy, still number one. But we've got to find people with that skill set that can respond to the needs of this country.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, when we think about what kind of leaders are most effective, in the book, we detail out these different levels, and we talk about level four and level five leaders who really understand who they are and what they bring from the inside out. Values-driven, self-authored, they've determined who they are, and level five leaders really are really rare in the population. But they seem to rise to the occasion when most needed. I mean, you think about Martin Luther King, or you think about Abraham Lincoln, Mandela, Gandhi. You get these leaders that rise up that tend to focus on what holds us together rather than what keeps us apart. And the lower level leaders, what we call level two and level three leaders, which level two, all of us kind of as children lock into a level two understanding of the world when we're about 12 years old. And about 5 to 8% of the highly educated adult professional population never really grows beyond that understanding, even though they can be very successful. And it's a very black and white, either or, win-lose sort of mentality where I'm really focused on me winning. So as we look at this, I get the appeal of the simple message, of the clear and simple message. But I think what a lot of people are asking themselves right now is there more than that there? Is there someone who can really bring a groundedness in values and what they're about to the table?
I mean, for me, what I've been looking for is somebody who can articulate a vision. It's almost like we haven't had a vision that we could hang on to since Kennedy said, hey, we're going to be the first country that lands on the moon. I mean, we all rallied around that. And before that, it was, you know, we had to recover from the attack of Pearl Harbor. And so we rose up to the challenge and started turning out ships in rapid form, where before it would take years. We were starting to turn them out in months because there was an immediate need to do something about, about shipbuilding. And so, you know, we rose to the occasion. But here we are looking out over this next, let's just say the next couple of years. What is America going to be faced with? And is there an articulated vision that the people can rally behind besides just a bumper sticker rally that says, change we can believe in? There has to be more than the bumper sticker, you know, thickness and reality of it. There has to be something that is discernible that people can buy into, don't you think?
Absolutely, I think that. And those are the leaders that we tend to gravitate to in every other aspect of our lives. But it is interesting that that we've got this situation right now where somehow that judgment that we normally have is being shelved to some degree, it appears to me. And I think what so many of us want to know is there more here than this? Is there a vision here?
Yes.
And the age and experience and success of both of the front runners, you would think that's there based on what they've accomplished. But boy, so much of this just seems like a middle school food fight.
Is too much being controlled by the media? In terms of are they forming this too much that the candidates are not having enough space to do this, or is it just that it's gotten so visceral and basic that, as you say, that it's been reduced to a food fight, that we're really not getting to the level that we need to be in order to discern the kind of leadership and demand the kind of leadership that America needs right now?
Yeah, they're an easy target. Right, the media is, but I don't know if the media is just giving us what we want to hear and what we're asking for. It was interesting, the people who seem to embrace some of the complexity that we're facing were the ones that fell behind in the polls when we had that gigantic stage of Republican candidates. And Ben Carson, who gave some of the most complex, what I would call higher order answers to questions. He hung in there a little bit longer than I thought he would, but
right. Yeah.
But yeah, this is we're in a tough situation, and I'm hopeful that whoever does get elected, that there is more there than what they're giving us right now.
Well, leadership can be demonstrated in many areas. I mean, I think that sometimes what happens is that people want to hang their hopes on a person, and what our founding fathers said, it's not about a person, it's about the people, you know, and maybe this is a time, Keith, where we need to hang our hopes on we the people, that the pressure is on we the people to become more educated and more aware and wise about the kind of government that we want. I certainly, we know what we don't want. I say certainly, although, you know, you look and see what's happening on the Democratic side, particularly with socialism and Bernie Sanders, and you go, wow, do we really want that? Or is there been such a leadership void in this area that cannot seem to direct or redirect this energy and this passion for socialistic ideals to get them to realize that capitalism and the free enterprise system and the values that our founding fathers established this great American experiment on, that those are more valuable than, this theoretical process that has not proven any kind of value whatsoever historically.
Bill, that's really well said. And I think we need to focus on serving the people again instead of the people serving the government. So I couldn't agree more. If your listeners want to hear more, have them go to themapthebook.com to look at this developmental model. I think it could inform their thinking on this.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on your book. I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to more conversation with you, Keith. I appreciate you coming on the show. Dr. Keith Igel on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.